From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. New York City's public school system announced today that no more championship basketball games will be held in the evening. That edict follows a riot over the weekend during a game between two Brooklyn high schools at Madison Square Garden. Teenagers began brawling in the stands. Later, gunshots were heard in Midtown Manhattan as thousands of teenagers streamed into the streets. No one was seriously injured, but at least 21 were arrested. Madison Square Garden's mayhem is an example of something happening at high school sporting events across the country.
John Weicker is director of security for the Fort Wayne Community Schools in Indiana, and he's chairman for the Allen County School Safety Commission. He joins us from Fort Wayne. Mr. Weicker, thanks for being on the program.
You're quite welcome, ma'am.
Are the solutions different in big cities like New York City or in a smaller community or even a mid-sized city like Fort Wayne?
I can't speak from New York, but I think that security issues are pretty basic across the country. What we've discovered, and I've been addressing this for some period of time and seen a need to for some period of time, is that, you know, there comes down to some basic issues, like who do you grant admittance to your event? You know, school.
So you screen people before they're allowed to come into the gymnasium.
That's correct. And you can't depend on just your local law enforcement people who may not know, you know, the kids that go to the school, the kids you've had problems with, the kids that you know, maybe have been expelled from school. Now, that's not to say that you don't have a price to pay on Monday morning after you deny a whole bunch of people admittance, and they all happen to be of one race or from one school, but those are issues you have to face.
So, Mr. Weicker, I want to talk to you about, I guess, some of the specific ways that schools deal with this. As we just heard, New York City is canceling evening championship games. Other schools have canceled all evening games. Is that a smart idea?
It's an idea that I personally have a problem with. For me to say that we can't hold a high school game anywhere in the United States of America when we want to hold it and not have parents be able to come and kids be able to cheer and be assured that they're going to be able to walk home that night without getting shot at in a parking lot, I think there's something wrong with that.
So if schools want to hold on to this tradition and make sure that the students, that the spectators, that the men and women that are on the court are safe, what do you do in that situation?
Number one, you've got to sit down. You've got to make sure that you have it staffed properly. You've got to step up to the plate and deny admittance to people. The biggest areas of concern, too, other than inside the venue, are, of course, in the parking lot and the surrounding areas. You know, I'll admit, you know, I've been around a long time, and I stood when I looked out the side after our championship game. And I got a little misty-eyed, and I told the captain that was standing next to me, I said, Paul, it's come to this. You know, this is what we got to do in order to hold a high school basketball game in the Bible Belt of the United States of America. And, you know, you looked out, and there must have been 25, 30 police cars out there with their red and blue lights on. But it was all part of the plan. You know, it's whether it's intimidation or making sure that these people knew that if they did something, it wasn't going to be just, oh, yeah, and then we'll brag about it on Monday morning, they were going to get caught and they were going to go to jail.
Well, Mr. Weicker, thank you so much for talking to us. All the best to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
That was John Weicker. He's director of security for the Fort Wayne Community Schools in Indiana.